You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week, fuck baseball leagues, and fuck everything about baseball, and Millpool's getting married to a woman this time. What? We're just okay, and we play some games. We're just okay gamers. Thanks for listening to episode 10 of Ted? Just Okay Gamers. We're in double digits now, guys.
Watch out.
1-0.
Oh, man, what a journey it's been. You know, we started at 1, and then our second one was the second episode.
Would and that be there, 2?
And there was number 3? 2. Oh, wait, no, we 3 after 2.
Yeah, 3 is after 2, not 2 again.
And then after that was 4. And then 5. What a whopper that was. I'm going to keep going.
And then there was 6.
6 was after that. 7.
When Millpool stepped out.
Was it?
We lost Millpool for 2.
For 7 and 8.
7 and 8, yeah.
And then he came back for 9.
I feel like those were the low points.
When you came back? Our best episodes.
No. Pretty much the best episodes we had. Yeah, almost the peak, really. We peaked at your absence, really.
It's all been downhill from there.
The bobsled to hell.
And then we had our boner app last week.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. We're all pretty embarrassed about that.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoyed it. It was great. Is.
What with Millpool filleting a beer bottle for 30 minutes?
He's just playing to the crowd.
It wasn't that long. Okay.
All those beer bottle filleters out there.
We also fell out of our chairs a few times.
I'm Guido, and I'm here with...
Wally! Hooray!
Hi, it's Millpool. And what's all this about getting married?
Yeah, you're getting married. Live.
Oh.
Live, right?
Alright. Whatever.
It was what happened, guys? It's nasty.
Yep. Is there anyone else?
Wally already took care of that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Wally, would you like to redo it? That was pretty good.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nasty.
Oh, hey, Nasty.
Hey, Nasty.
How's it going?
Hello, fellas.
Do I sound like a pedophile?
Yes. Yes,
you sound like a 7-year-old's teddy bear.
I will always love you.
Little Ted.
If you try hard, I'll always be real.
Yo, Teddy, all I ask is you be real with me.
Okay. Dead babies. League stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, League of Legends.
I mean, it's rough to talk about League when there's no LCS on.
Yeah.
It is.
We
gotta just talk more about ourselves, though, in League, I feel like, as opposed to what's going on in the League world.
Yeah. I mean, especially weeks like this, because what else are we gonna do?
Very true.
Well, let's just get the little stuff out of the way. There are a few little shakeups.
A bucket list, if you will.
Yes. A bucket list.
We'll begin.
Also known as a handful. Question mark?
Are we doing Jack Nicholson movies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys are a few good men.
Oh, God, no.
So, someone quit Marn. CLG is changing the roster. All right, moving on.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. About our personal gaming preferences. Let's
go back.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Let's go to Millpool, because he's our local.
Millpool knows more than anybody.
Yeah, our local, like, LCS drama guru.
Yeah.
How's your future wife feel about all this?
Oh.
About what? LCS?
Yeah, the shakeups.
I feel like she is excited about it.
That's great.
Perfect.
That's it.
Thanks.
What's her name?
Well, I don't know. This is apparently an arranged marriage. I didn't know about it until this episode.
Guido?
Her name is Blanche.
Devereaux?
Come on. We have to play to our audience.
Okay. Are we too old? Did I just date myself?
You did.
Oh, damn it.
Very much so.
Okay. Let's just tell the news already.
Yeah, God.
Me?
Yes, you!
GGU is swapping out their mid laner, and CLG is changing out their roster.
There you go. That's pretty much all I've heard, too. Really.
That's it. We talked about CLG on the boner rep.
Yeah, so who's coming in for mid, though, for GGU?
Shifter?
Shifter?
Shifter.
Oh, someone missed
it. I think it's spelled wrong. There.
What, did we write a name down wrong?
Yeah.
Shifter. So I don't know much about him.
Me neither, never heard of him.
Well, apparently he was the mid laner for GGU before the season started, but he couldn't go to LCS with them because of some visa issues.
Oh, was he the disqualified one or the one that couldn't quite make it, so they ended up having to pull somebody in short notice?
Probably. That's what it sounds like. They got so they had Jinte for this past season.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like they're just going back to their original lineup. So yeah.
Nice.
Maybe it'll work out for him.
Yeah, it sounds like it was kind of a mutual decision. From what Nintendudex said, like, Jinte wasn't too upset. Sounds like he might have had other plans or something. So, yeah, we'll see. GGU, I mean, they did pretty well last season.
Yeah.
They came in second, and I think that surprised a lot of people.
Well, they did. This will bring some nice synergy to them, especially with the player that they played with for quite some time.
Yep.
And then CLG stuff. We talked about it on the boner app.
Big shake up there, but...
Yeah, we don't need to get too into it. The biggest news is Hotshot's not playing anymore.
Yeah. And I think we all kind of agreed that it was probably not an amicable divorce.
No, I think it was.
Yeah, we were talking about...
Remember that? We had that quote about future endeavors or whatever? That's a form letter if I ever saw one.
That was about their support.
Oh, okay. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Hotshot owns CLG.
Yeah. Well, this part? Or, like, NA?
Yeah.
Or is that why EU broke off and became Evil Geniuses?
I don't know, man.
Oh, okay.
Getting into...
I don't know why, but maybe there's a little bit of something behind that.
Then some other shit happened.
We don't care.
Yeah. We already talked about this.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, you're not going to get any scoops from us, really. Yeah.
I was watching Doublelift interview today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I guess that he recorded before they played the All-Star game. And he was talking about the change-ups, and he said that he didn't really expect CLG to do very well this season. He said, especially at the start, he didn't expect them to do very well at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. That's... good thing to hear from one of your star players.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. But he said that they're thinking more in the long term and less in the short term. And, you know, he was saying that he hopes that CLG will be back on top by, I guess, year's end. That they'll be the best North American team.
Good.
Huh.
Eventually.
Cool. Positivity.
Yeah, positivity.
I saw Dyrus in his AMA. He said something about how Hotshot shouldn't give up the top lane. He's a lot better than he thinks he is, and he should keep at it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That might be just the opposition being like, yeah, keep your shitty player up there. I kind of know all his tricks.
Yeah, I saw that too. Dyrus gave him a lot of compliments. He's saying like he looks at Hotshot a lot. To learn from him.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a genuine, it's good sportsmanship type comment.
Yeah.
This is my opinion.
So there's nothing else to talk about? You don't want to talk about the CLG stuff anymore?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know.
I think everything that has been
said. Did we cover it last?
As the sober member of the party from that evening, I can tell you that you went over it in great detail.
All right.
Yeah, I think we talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah, we put our 2 cents in and then some.
But it was a boner rep.
It was the boner app. You had an app, but you had an iPad out and everything. You were reading off of it.
Yeah. I thought we just kind of... I didn't think we covered it that extensively, but...
No, we talked about it. I'll take your word for it.
All right, cool.
Unfortunately, that was the big news, though.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah. If you want more info, I suggest you...
Go somewhere else.
Look, yeah, at the Google.
The Google. Use the Google.
So we've been playing a bit of ARAMs lately.
Yeah.
My opinion is too much.
You know what? I'd agree. I'd say earlier on we were doing too many ARAMs, but of late we seem to have migrated back to normal games. At least you guys have, from what I've seen.
Yeah, I played three in the past 2 days.
They didn't end very well, from what I was told.
No.
And you were in very high spirits from that.
Yeah. That's to say the least.
I'll have you know that Porkins, Jig, and Millpool played a game, and they almost won, and they seem to have had a blast doing it. So that was really positive to hear.
Yeah, it was one of those rare games where, at least for myself, we lost, but like I still felt good afterwards, which is rare in League.
It did sound very, very happy and fun, which is something
that always good. It was a great game, like...
I don't have that problem because I masturbate during every match.
But it's the crying afterward, though, that's kind of the
issue. Do you always finish before the match is over?
I do it just as the defeat or victory sign comes up.
What happens
as that, like...
That's impressive.
If I pentakill, I just stroke faster.
Stroke faster? You just don't come right there?
It's mind over matter at this point. Like, oh, okay. I can come whenever I want. Now,
quick question. Do you have one of those special multi-button mice for your skills? Because if you're stroking it while you're playing, that's one hand down.
No, I have a fleshlight strapped between my thighs.
Oh, okay.
And I thrust into it.
I thought I saw it underneath your desk.
Wow, that's a mental image I didn't need.
Don't you have a quick detach under your desk? Isn't that what I saw?
That's the cleaning system.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I mean, if you've seen the underside of his desk with that before he installed that, it was just caked with like old semen. It was terrible. I mean, it looked like a bunch of candles melted on the underside of the desk. It was weird.
Trust me, Nasty's seen the
underside of your desk.
Yeah, it had stains and not the wood kind.
You sick fuck.
Where were we?
ARAMs.
I'm boycotting them for a short while.
That's a good thing.
To get my skills back in order, I've been playing like shit in these regular games.
I really do believe that playing an ARAM is the mental and skill equivalent of eating candy. It tastes good, it's fun, but ultimately it rots your teeth. And it
gives you a bad tummy ache.
Gives you the shits. And I just feel that, you know, even though I love doing ARAMs, it really, you need to force yourself to play normal games, otherwise you're going to lose a little bit of your edge.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of your edge. I mean, ARAMs are force-fed golden experience. We played the games we played last night. I was jungling, and I was so far behind the other jungler, and I was just like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah.
It is an invaluable tool in learning champions, though, still, if you have a new champion.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm at the point where I don't need that.
Yeah, well, you don't.
I mean, maybe some others do, and that's fine, but... It's just kind of I don't want to play a full game. I don't want to get all serious.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it'd be nice as if they had the same format, but one less tower.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, just shrink the map in, like, one tower on each team. And I feel like
that... mid-game.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, the only reason that I'm playing ARAMs right now is because they're short. I don't have to sit and, like, dedicate between 40 minutes and an hour to play a game.
Right now, they aren't even that short anymore, man. They're like a half an hour now.
They can go range anywhere from long to short still.
Yeah, I've had some that end in like 15 minutes.
Even if the matches are getting shorter as our skill sets improve, I think that's actually a really good idea. I think the notion of having a low investment normal match, maybe if you feel like it's not justified, maybe lower the threshold for how much IP you could earn from it. But I think if somebody had the ability to play the dynamics of a normal match in a smaller framework that would take less time, there's actually a niche for it there, I think.
Or don't even shrink the map. Just get rid of the middle tower. You know, have the front tower and then have your base tower and that's it. And don't worry about that middle tower that's in there.
It would certainly make dueling more important.
Sounds kind of like the 1v1 map that's going to come out eventually.
Yeah.
Bingo. I mean, those matches are going to be like 5-10 minutes.
Right.
See, and that would be awesome. I like the play style of 5v5, not ARAM, like Summoner's Rift style. But it's just sometimes I don't really feel like investing that long, lengthy period because, you know, 40 to 60 minutes is just play time. You still have champ select. You still have waiting around for queue. You still have load time. So in the end, you're dedicating somewhere between an hour and an hour and a half to just one single game.
That is what initially drove me away from League the first time was I'd play for 40 minutes and I'd lose. Or even then, that's a bad excuse. Just the sheer investment of time kind of just drove me away because suddenly it's 40 minutes later and I only have so many hours to use in the evening. It didn't click with me at first, but you know I'm more accepting of it now. But that it you can feel the time gap sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. The biggest problem I have in terms of losing some sort of skill set for Summoner's Rift with ARAMs is the map awareness. And to a lesser extent, last hitting minions.
Yeah, way big, way big. Like, farm is just beyond important in Summoner's Rift.
Right. So I'm like, you know, I go right back into the Summoner's Rift game, and I'm just like, oh, I gotta harass. Oh, I gotta poke him. Poke him. But I'm missing so many CS, and I had to, like, stop myself several times and just kind of drill into my head that I need to focus on the strategies that I... Sorry, I'm looking at like four things right now.
No, it's all good. I know what you're saying though, because that's why yesterday when we started our two games, I kind of wanted to play more of like an active role because it is a little bit different when you're just jungling and it's like you're getting force fed the minions. But then I spent way too much time trying to gank lanes. Or unsuccessfully ganking lanes and, you know, doing stupid things that if I'd been playing Summoner's Rift and I'd been jungling for a while, that I would have just been like, whatever, I'll move on and I'll try a different lane.
Right. So I'm done with ARAMs for, I'm gonna start with a week. No more ARAMs for a week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've made a rule that no more ARAMs if I see somebody that is on. Like, if everybody's away... Yeah, if everybody's away, then I'll go play ARAM because a loss is a loss.
A loss is a loss. I will make one confession though. I was sort of using ARAMs as a shield, to a degree. Well, we have a lot of people who are new, and I want to play with them. Sometimes I don't want to play with them on a normal match
for a long time.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, a lot of our guys who are, you know, are getting better. But, you know, sometimes when, you know, we have friends who have friends who are not as good. And when you're going into a normal match, kind of staring down the barrel of a gun, it's easier to just sort of say, hey, how's this doing ARAM? Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, I understand that, but.
It also forces you to be better, though. Like,
it does. It's like I said, it's candy, the caddy metaphor again. You got to do it. It's the jagged pill.
And I feel like that's kind of where, like, when Guido and I started playing. Like, not to try and, like, say that right now, joining the game as a new player, it's different, but it is different. Like, there was no option. There was you played Summoner's Rift or you played Twisted Treeline.
You learned it the hard way.
And nobody likes Twisted Tree Line. Let's
I didn't
be real.
Even have Twisted Tree Line.
Well, yeah, you didn't have that. It just came out. Like, it came out, I think, like a month before I started playing.
What did you have, Guido, when you started?
I just had Summoner's Rift.
Mm-hmm. Just Summoner's Rift?
Yep.
And then you're forced. You're forced to play with everybody else, and you're forced to learn different roles. You're forced to do everything else. Yep. And when people, like, you know, I don't really like the LoL community hating on everybody, but when it comes down to it and you're getting yelled at and you are, like, raging back at people, it's like, maybe I'm not doing so good. And it kind of makes you take a step back and be like, you know, there's obviously something that I'm not doing right if everybody on the team is telling me that I'm not doing anything. Even the quiet person that doesn't say anything except for, like, when you lash back and they're like, nah, look, you definitely fucked up there.
Acceptance is the first part of getting better with this game.
Yeah, that is the biggest truth right there.
I don't know. Most of the time, people know what they've done that fucked them up, I'd say.
I don't know.
There's no reason to yell at people.
No, I think maybe yell is the wrong word. I don't think he meant yell. I think any kind of criticism at all, in my opinion, still applies. I mean, if somebody says, well, maybe you should have done that instead. And if you're in the heat of the moment, you know, you know, you're going to be like, well, fuck you, buddy. But, you know, looking back, maybe they had a point. I mean, it's sometimes you got to take that advice and learn from it. I think he has a point.
Well, yeah. Text also doesn't express emotion. You know, just like when you get a text message from somebody and you read it a certain way when they really meant to send it a different way.
I agree.
So, you know, maybe they meant to say it nicer, but me in my frustrated, highly upset, don't know how to play the game mindset is going to take it harshly.
Hmm.
So.
There's my thought. What do you think, Mel?
I think we should move on.
Okay.
Well, how about what we talk about next then? I think, is it the fun factor? Is it
cinematic?
Or did we bury that one?
No, it's kind of, it goes hand in hand a little bit, you know.
Okay.
What's fun? We don't play with bad players in normal games because it's not, we won't win.
Well, we are, but we're dealing with it.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, we use ARAMs as a blocker for them.
Well, exactly. That's what I was getting at.
But we do that because we think we won't win. So why don't we just play with those new people to teach them and have fun?
Acceptance.
Yeah.
It's the acceptance factor. Because nobody likes to be told that you're wrong or that you're doing something wrong. And sometimes when you try to help people that are new to the game and they might be very good at other games, that it's hard for them to look at it like, oh, well, this is a different game that I'm not exactly the greatest at.
Well, I mean, you guys did do that with me to an extent. Like, I've been playing for less time than all of you, so when I started a year ago, like, you guys had to put up with me, and ARAM, there was no ARAM queue back then, so it was just kind of like, I mean, I played a lot of bot games, but, like, I was, for a long time, I was always worse than the people I was playing with, but that also helped me learn a lot quicker.
That's true.
But I also feel like you took it a lot upon yourself, though, Mel. Like, you would go play a bot game randomly by yourself to just, like, understand how a champion worked.
Yeah. Did you read stuff online, too?
Yeah, well, I played a lot of bot games. The stuff I read was mostly builds.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's where most people start, I think.
I credit a lot of my improvement on the kindness of playing with more skilled players.
Yeah, I can't imagine having to learn how to play LoL without friends.
Yeah, I can't either.
I can and I did.
I'm practically a League of Legends shut-in. I almost never play unless it's you guys. I know we've had that conversation before, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I'm at now. Where, I only play with you guys or people we know or that come into Mumble.
Just okay, expanded family, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, though, I like playing with other people. It really kind of like breaks your boundary a little bit.
I don't know. In League, it's pretty much a shithole.
Anyways, I think the question that was at hand was, do you log onto your computers with the intent to, like, I'm going to have fun? Or I'm gonna
yeah, win. I think so.
I'm going to win League of Legends.
Mm, I play it for the experience. It was explained very clearly to me in a guide that I watched. Well, like an Elo getting better at rank guide that I watched probably about a month back. The game is set up for a 50-50 chance. It'll move you according to other players, so that way you, along with the other four people that you're playing with, have a 50-50 chance of winning, losing. So that means that no matter what you do, you should theoretically, according to the numbers, have a half, have like a 50-50 chance of winning. So you can't go in expecting to win all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think anyone does.
I think there's a great emotional attachment to victory and defeat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just there. I wish I could be all calm and rational about it, but I know when the chips are down and things are getting really crazy, it can get a little heated in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd rather go into a game, like, not knowing that I'm going to win, but at least that it won't be a stomp and that I won't have to, you know, cover. If I'm jungle, I won't have to cover a lane the whole game. And people are just kind of on the same page. And it just goes smoothly. And everyone's laughing and having fun.
That's when it's his best.
Are you living a fantasy right now?
No, there's been nights like that.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's not like that.
And no, sometimes it's not like that.
I don't know.
It's hit or miss, I feel like, with our group.
I think it's like that with every group, though.
Yeah. I'd just like to bring up a Penny Arcade TV strip that I saw. It's called Extra Credits Season 6, Episode 11, Toxicity. You can find it on YouTube. And it talked about the whole, like, fun of a game and the emotional attachment that everybody has to the video games. And it's really... I suggest everybody go watch it. It's only 6.5 minutes long. Sorry I didn't warn you guys about this earlier, but you started talking about it, so.
Did you say the video games?
Did I?
I don't know. It's like, my dad caught the cancer. Okay, moving on.
Oh, the cinematic.
Oh, the movie. The movie yeah. They made, yeah.
Can League be like that, please?
Nothing like League at all.
It was sweet.
It was pretty kick-ass, though.
It was cool to watch.
I think the cinematic was really well done. I think they represented all the champions really well. I mean, the essence of what the champion is was captured by their movements and actions and sounds. I think my favorite was either Katarina or Annie. The only thing I really had any trouble with was the representation of Baron.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like, release the Kraken more than anything else. I mean...
Did you hear what that, like, kind of spawned on Reddit? Like, everybody's saying that there's a rework of what Baron's going to look like coming up.
Well, okay. I'll roll with that if that's what they're trying to hint at.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. But it was different.
It wasn't the skills that they use in the game.
No, that's true, too.
That's what the gripes I saw about the video were.
What do you mean?
They were mock-ups of the skills that they use in the game.
I can't remember what champion it was, but I remember you yelling at the screen when we were watching it, use that friggin' skill! That's not your skill! And I can't remember who it was. I think Katarina was fighting him.
Garen?
Yeah, it was a Garen, I think, and Garen was doing something with a sword, and you're like, that's not right!
Oh, he wasn't spinning.
Yeah, where's your spin? And you were just like, oh, this is empowering.
But, like... When Fiddle pops into the game, he shoots a bunch of crows at TF. And then TF's attack, like, throwing cards out. Like he's, you know, dealing blackjack.
Kind of a gambit thing.
Really. Yeah. Was the crow thing supposed to be Fiddle's ult?
I assume. What else?
Yeah, I guess
He throws that regular crow is just one crow.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the only reason you have multiple crows is if it was his ult.
But yeah. They couldn't do that because there's nothing to bounce to. So just be like, ha! And then TF, who doesn't talk that whole cinematic, wouldn't... I mean, he's silenced. He's not going to say anything anyway.
He's mute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's your gripe, that it wasn't...
No, that's not my gripe. Enough. I don't care.
That was Reddit's gripe.
That sounds like
Reddit's gripe.
Sounds like you care.
Guido's playing the voice of Reddit right now.
I think, Jig, I think he's calling you out there.
Did you just call me Jig?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I called you Jig. I think, no, I called Millpool Jig. I think Millpool's calling you out there. All you Canadians sound the same to me.
I think it was cool. Obviously, they're not. Yeah, I liked it. Obviously, it's not going to be League of Legends. It's a video game that we play day in and day out. You know, it's not going to be the same damn thing.
Just said, you know, for the sake of argument, World of Warcraft is known for its cinematics, and that's a giant pile of bullshit. That's just sort of pretty to look at.
For sure.
I mean, that's what cinematics are, I guess.
Yeah, you're in a magical world. Expand your mind a little bit.
Yeah, you goddamn losers. On Reddit.
Get out of your caves and live a little.
Please upvote my next video post.
Yeah, don't listen to episode 10.
I think that's everything league-related. Oh,
no, just as a note, one of our listeners, God, what's his name?
Quinn Khan.
Really?
QuinnCon. Yep. Hey, you guys going to QuinnCon this year?
QuinnCon? All Quinn, all the time.
He asked if there was a League of Legends movie, what real-time actors would play what people.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we could probably mash our brains and come up with a few.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. I know a lot about movies, so...
Millpool's Movie Corner. Mike actually, sorry. Nasty actually suggested
Millpool
do a movie review video as new content for the Just Okay Gamers.
Oh, yeah?
Channel. Yeah.
Because you've seen 5 movies.
Would I watch a movie in that review?
Not a big movie guy, I guess.
Or just like, I don't know, watch a movie and like make fun of it or something. I don't know. It's just something stupid I was thinking.
I like movies, just for the record.
No, you do?
Yes.
Don't lie to our audience.
When you've only seen 5, I guess you could say you like them all.
New podcast, Millpool Loves Movies.
Yeah, Just Okay Movie Watches.
Just Okay Movie Reviews.
Yeah, we're not really good at watching movies, but we're not bad.
I can tell you the basics.
All right, so does anyone have any off the top of their heads?
I feel like Keanu Reeves should be in it, in the movie.
Yeah.
I feel like Danny DeVito should be Teemo.
Keanu Reeves is
perfect. I like that.
Up, 2, 3, 4.
With his little stupid hat on?
I'll scout ahead.
instead of having like his blowgun, he'd have like a big cigar.
Or just a snub-nosed revolver.
Yeah, or that. let's see. Yeah. Who else?
Keanu Reeves might be good as Yi, Master Yi.
Yeah, he is always in like those weird sci-fi shitty movies.
Yeah.
But then his face is all covered up. You won't even know it's him.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, you will.
That's just like the President's movie.
The President's movie?
Well, yeah, where they rob a bank.
Did you keep mask on the whole thing?
No, but for a majority of it.
Oh.
It's like something about like California surfing or some shit. I don't know.
Pardon me.
I just remember seeing it. I don't know the names of movies.
I'd say Hugh Jackman would make a great Twisted Fate.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about that kid that played Gambit in the Wolverine movie?
Eh, sure.
An atrocity.
Atrocity, I like that.
Yeah, who played Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman played Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, he'd make a good Tryndamere. You.
As we continue to fuddle our way through this.
He would, right? He would, right?
6. Lucy Liu for Akali.
No, for like sure. It. For sure.
Okay. Okay.
The only Asian female actress I know.
Who's the one in EZA?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, Annie.
What?
No, Emma Stone, Miss Fortune.
Oh, yeah, MF, Fortune. You're right. Yeah. Not bad. Too old.
It'd have to be, like, I don't even know any kid actors.
Wait, I got one. Justin Bieber as Ezreal.
Why? Because he can't tell whether he's a guy or a girl?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Gosh, who else is there?
Okay, I gotta ask, who would be your Katarina?
You can be my bodyguard. I'll be your Katarina.
You want a Phil Collins? Who's that?
No,
who's saying Genesis?
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon, sorry. I have a problem where I think Paul Simon, Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel are all the same man.
They could be. Have you ever seen them in the same place at the same time?
No, not really, no.
Oh, there you go.
Conspiracy started here.
Shit, we just blew that wide open on Just Okay Gamers podcast. It would have been so relevant 30 years ago.
I'm sure they've played a benefit concert on all
you
the
know, a younger, you know who would be a great Lux now that she's older? Dakota Fanning.
Yeah?
Have you seen her in the recent stuff she's done? She looks like a dead ringer for it.
No, I haven't. I don't keep my eyes open for Dakota Fanning.
She's legal.
She is?
Yeah.
What do I remember her in?
TikTok, that clock is up.
Oh, that's wrong.
I remember her in like some stupid movie with her little like chiclet teeth.
How old is she now? She is 19 now.
Thanks for that.
God, who'd be Gregus?
Who's the old witch lady in Big Fish?
I don't know, man.
Shit. I'll find it. Continue.
Hold on, I gotta get this actor's name. I know who Gragas can be.
I think I was gonna say Mike Myers in the
yeah.
He could do it, but you know who wouldn't need as much makeup is the guy from Harry Potter, whoever played
Hagrid. Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah. Robbie Coltrane.
This is the most expensive movie ever.
Yeah. We're getting everybody and anybody you can think of.
Who do you think should play Maokai?
A tree.
Yeah, probably a tree.
A tree, yeah.
I think Tom Cruise is Tarek.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence is Quinn?
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's all I got off the cuff.
Oh, Helen Bowman Carter. Carter. She would be Morgana.
That's about all she could be.
Yeah.
All right.
Right?
Whatever. Well, then Johnny Depp would have to be in the movie.
Yeah, they're kind of a package deal.
And Tim Burton would have to direct.
Vlad.
And
Tim Burton would have to make it, yeah.
Got it.
Vlad?
Johnny Depp would be Vlad.
Not bad.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I'm so happy we were able to provide that.
Yeah.
You came to us.
You got that, Hollywood? Done.
Donezo.
If you need we'll
expect
directors.
That check in the mail.
Well, I don't think we're gonna have to bump our guest.
Really?
Yeah, he's gonna be upset.
That's fine.
We're gonna have to bump him, man. We're going on like 40 minutes.
Hey, tell him we're sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
You got some snacks in the kitchen, just give it to them.
Yeah.
Sit there.
He's
Is he eating right now?
Yeah, he's just eating in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
What is he eating?
Just a loaf of bread. Straight out of the bag.
This is bread straight up.
Just bread with some water for dipping.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Sounds like a real prisoner.
Dude, don't.
What?
All right. Well, we'll probably get him next week.
I think it's time for.
Hey. What? Can you come back? Hey. Can you come back next week?
Yeah, I'll probably. What the fuck?
What's he saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, just tell him to, like, next time, lead off with me.
Yeah, he says he could probably come back next week. No problem.
Cool. Where does he live? Is he close to you, or?
I don't know. I just kind of like sent him a letter to a P.O. box, and he just showed up at my house.
P.O. box.
Oh, P.O. boxes. That's so funny.
Just good old P.O. box joke.
Hey, you said you were going to give him dinner, so I guess you didn't lie. So.
Yeah, I'll give him dinner next. I'll give you dinner next.
You know what? You know, for a guy who we had to bump, we're sure talking a whole hell of a lot about him.
Yeah, we should move on. Well, then they know next week to tune in. We could probably lead off with him.
I feel bad about this guy.
We haven't really fully explained who he is. Does that matter?
We could just...
Because we know where he lived, how he met you, and how he sounds, but we actually don't know who he is.
We'll give it a little teaser by saying he's probably the oldest professional gamer on the scene.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So tune in next week.
I'm excited.
I think it's time.
I'm kind of upset that we didn't get to talk to him, but...
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Let's do some
general gaming.
Yeah. Do we have a theme song for that?
We have a segue song.
We do.
Which is going to come up right about now.
Hi, I'm Guido. This is a segue.
Thanks, Tatu Uno Juno, for that. Sorry for butchering your name. He's from Finland. He's got a different sounding name than the rest of us.
Ooh.
I like it.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
Nasty, I'll have your wristband in the mail.
Yeah, I'm gonna get with you. Sorry, it's been... Anyways.
All right, shut up. This isn't Talk to Nasty Hour. All right?
What?
This is a little harsh there.
Yeah.
It was a joke, and it really didn't come off like that.
It's like, you just slammed him.
I'm so sorry right now.
Thanks.
Well, moving on to general gaming news.
Yeah.
Microsoft's throwing a hell of a lot of money at the Xbox One. Like cool. $1 billion.
Cool. Towards gaming, right?
Games, yeah. I guess they said they were going to do that somewhere in the press conference, I guess, but it was lost in the general what the hell is this message that came out from their initial reveal. But they're sending out some press releases, and you're seeing in Newswire now that they're devoting $1 billion to producing games for the Xbox One, along with their 15, I think it was 15, exclusive titles they have yet to reveal.
Yeah, within the first year, right?
Within the first year, most of them. And we're going to get a lot more information when E3 comes.
I feel like a lot of gamers were upset by that press conference because they were kind of neglected.
TV.
Games. TV. Yeah.
TV. Call of Duty. TV. Dogs.
Exactly.
They got E3 for that.
Exactly, and that's kind of what they prefaced.
Everyone's saying, just hold on, wait till E3, that's when you talk about games.
Mm-hmm. And I think that they played that well, honestly, if that's what E3 is for, is to actually put games out there. In the past couple of years, E3 has been kind of shitty, right?
I wouldn't say shitty, it's just become more developer-based than consumer-based.
True.
It's like a trade show, almost.
But this year, I feel like it's getting brought back to consumer side. Just because of the consoles are releasing.
Yeah, that might be it. I mean, last year, what was it? What were their big sales? Do you guys remember?
TVs, I feel like, was the biggest focus.
No, you're thinking of, like, CDC or something.
No,
yeah, CDC is more consumer electronics.
Is it CES?
Or was it South by Southwest that I'm thinking of?
I can't remember.
South by Southwest is like a music festival.
In Texas, right?
Yeah, it's music and TV and movies.
Yeah, CES is the consumer electronics.
Yeah. Yeah.
The CD is the Center for Disease Control.
They had some bangers. They had
great games.
God, did you see that new pork swine Hextech disease?
Man.
Oh, gosh.
Man. I can't wait to get my hands on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use it as lube.
Well, anyway, we'll wait till E3, but I'm a little bit more excited about what Microsoft's trying to do. And we'll see what happens.
$1 billion is a lot of money.
It's nearly double, I'm told, what their initial investment was for the original Xbox. Like when they invested money in Halo, which was kind of, as we all know now, one of their flagship brands. This is nearly twice that level of investment, equivalently. Huh. Yeah. So we'll see what they can do with it.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see. Lots.
15 first-party games. That's what they promised in the first year. That's a lot of first-party games.
And most of those should be exclusive, I think.
Yeah, well, first-party, so...
First party. Well, first party means it's made in house. I think third party means it's made by another developer.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily mean it's exclusive either.
If Microsoft makes a game.
First party are exclusives, yes. But usually when it's exclusive now in this generational context, it's usually made by a third party studio for that one. I don't think outside of Nintendo, I don't think they really make their own shit anymore as much. There's still Sony's and there's still Xbox, Microsoft. That's about it. Everyone's typing furiously, by the way.
Yeah. Since we bumped our guests, we're trying to figure out a game to play.
Yeah.
Game to at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
What do you think, audience?
Yeah.
You can text your votes in to 19119.
I'll let the brain
handle the game. 9911.
Well, they're debating what game to have. Nasty Knight will talk about his exciting upcoming game, which is Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
Did you check out that video? It's way better than I ever thought it could possibly be. They actually managed to maintain that first-person perspective, and I thought that looks amazing.
Yeah, and that's what I was reading a lot of early on and continually, is that they would they're trying not to lose the whole Elder Scrolls theme of you being in this world as opposed to you being with a million other people, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, they actually did it from what I can tell from this video.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed. A complete turnaround of opinion. I think this will be a really unique MMO.
So what I think is awesome is that what they're trying to do is they're doing the whole level, the area around you levels with you. So instead of having a person that levels I don't know what you want to call them, a character to whatever their level is. I think they said that they were going to max out at 50 or 55, that they were going to then allow you to go back and play through the other sections that you missed with that same character, and they're going to be completely separate from everybody else at the lower levels, which is awesome.
That's really impressive, and it's a nice way of handling their content without having to struggle to create more. It reuses the content, it rehashes stuff you may not have missed. It allows the user to experiment. And if I'm not mistaken, they even allow you to switch factions and sides and classes once you reach a certain apex as well.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, is that the different factions. So that way you don't feel kind of left out. Because in World of Warcraft when I played and you got to, in BC, what was the big city? I forgot.
The in the Outland. I can't think of it off the cuff.
You had to decide a faction when you got there, you know?
Yeah.
And I felt like if I chose one, then I'd be missing out on the other. And they each had individual quests, whereas this, now you can go back and you can play through each individual side and run through all those quests and not feel like you're missing out on anything.
Well, it really did. It looks like from the gameplay footage, and you can Google this. Go on YouTube. I think I forget what the name of the periodical was that did the review. It was CVG is its acronym. Computer Video Game Magazine, maybe, but they did a huge thing on it, and it looks literally like Elder Scrolls Online. And from what everything you said regarding the reusability of content, the flexibility of content, and just from being able to use the Elder Scrolls experience, you're picking a lock, you're finding a chest out in the wilderness, and you open it up, and that's the loot you find. It creates that kind of intimate experience, but then couples it with playing with others. If they pull this off, it's going to be great.
Yeah, because the big thing that I didn't really like about some of the previous Elder Scrolls games is that you couldn't really play with other people, and that kind of takes away like the whole community experience that you've been exposed to by other MMOs. So,
yeah. The one gripe I have about this video is the combat. It's still like two dudes standing 4 feet away from each other swinging swords at nothing.
And what, in this?
Yeah.
Well, in some elements of it, yeah. But if you look, when you do the first-person perspective, I wonder if they could incorporate that, because that would make the dynamic at least somewhat different. And you're also not just clicking skills randomly, at least in the first-person perspective. You're swinging a sword, you're dodging, you're weaving. I don't know how that'll all play out, though.
It's just the animations are so over... Like, it's every MMO I've ever seen. According to this one video I've seen, like, I'll try not to pass judgment on just based on this limited exposure I have to it, but
you know what's ironic? It's the opposite for me. I felt exactly like you did when I first saw it revealed, and this video has changed everything, in my opinion.
Well, like, they do everything with the world looks like the Elder Scrolls. It's cool. It's just, you know, there's at about 2 minutes in, there's this fighting that's just, it's so canned.
The fighting scene, I know you're referencing, and it does look a little uninspired.
It's just these two guys
swinging
a sword back and forth. Like, one takes a chop, the other takes a chop. One takes a chop, we all chop, chop.
The rest of the video, I think, breaks that a little. But we'll see what happens. They could still screw it up. I remember it being really excited for Age of Conan, and look how that turned out.
Yeah, but the rest of the video is just, like, sweeping city shots and landscapes and caves and shit, which is cool, but...
Are you a Elder Scrolls fan? Yes, no.
I mean, I am. It looks cool.
I'm being rhetorical. I'm being rhetorical. That's like the message they're conveying, I think. Right. If you're an Elder Scrolls fan, you're going to go spooge yourself on this video.
Yeah. I'll wait until there's game mechanics to get excited about it.
Yeah.
To like actually see like skill trees and shit like that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You're going to play it for a month and be done with it.
Probably.
Well, isn't that how most RPGs kind of get played nowadays? Yeah. Especially, I'm really.
You're in the same boat as me, Wally. You do the same thing now.
I'm just as jinxed as you. I hope to God this has something, but unless it's something compelling, I'm gonna play it for a month. And I'm worried.
I'm worried what model they're going with. Honestly, are they gonna go with the Guild Wars 2 model, or are they gonna go with the World of Warcraft model?
I think it's probably gonna be Giselle Bundchen.
A what?
Maybe. I get
it. She's a model.
Oh, a model. I didn't know the name of a model, otherwise I was going to toss one out.
Yeah, I was trying
Kate
to rack
Kate Moss, maybe?
Yeah, Kate Moss. Cindy Crawford. I like the Cindy Crawford model.
For Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. Continue. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's all. I think we'll see what happens as we see. Maybe when E3 comes out, we'll get some more content.
Like I was saying, I'm just worried about if they're going to do the pay per month or the one-time buy.
You know, we really should start applying for press kits or something.
We need to be an LLC.
We need to get bigger.
Yeah, a little bigger. But it'd be nice to be able to get some stuff.
Tell your kids, tell your wives.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get money.
Well, money's great, and so is actually being acknowledged in existence.
The new sponsor for this week is money.
Money.
Use it to buy stuff.
Oh, we got money?
No.
For the sponsor?
No, there's no money.
No money.
That's why we turn you out for tricks on the street.
That's why you're getting married.
Yeah. that dowry is going to make us, man.
Really? We didn't tell you. You're marrying a whore. She's going to go work the corner every night, so you're not going to see her anyway.
We're marrying him to a wealthy, elderly industrialist.
Industrialist whore?
That's a game we could play.
What?
Who's Millpool going to marry?
Who's Millpool going to marry? But yeah, that's all I got on Elder Scrolls. There's some other stuff coming out, but it's up to you if you want to mention it. I don't know much about this XCOM. No.
XCOM we can push off.
Okay.
We can talk about it next week, maybe.
I believe we have a game to play, but the question is,
which one? I guess Circle Jerk. It seems to be the best, the audience's favorite.
Really?
I don't know.
It's my favorite.
Shut up.
I listen to the podcast sometimes.
We do need to come up with new games. We do need to come up with new games.
We do.
Yeah.
Can we come up with a game right now?
Sure.
I'll Google games.
Google games. See what comes up.
Okay.
Oh. Didn't I write down a whole bunch of game ideas in one of our scripts way back?
Yeah, but they were all shitty.
I'm sorry.
It was good.
They came from an improv thing. So.
Right. They just don't pertain to what we do, I guess.
Because everything we do is like, you know, completely thematic and in tune with.
No, I mean, most of those games were just listing stuff.
Okay.
You know what game we could play? Let's make our own new champion. Description, like, of what they would look like and what their abilities would be.
We kind of did that when we described ourselves, but
let's just do circle jerk.
Circle jerk it.
I was just throwing something out there.
Well, it was stupid. Frankly,
you really shouldn't try.
Yeah, no one give any suggestions anymore. This is my show.
From what we can tell thus far, that seems to be an accurate statement. What about this idea? No, it's terrible.
That's not the case. This is devolving. I'm about to get mad.
Oh, no! Oh, man, Guido's going to hit us again.
All right, Circle Jerk reviews and stuff.
Yay.
Pick a game. Millpool.
Yeah, Millpool.
Alright, I will. I'll show you all.
Games.
The keyboard keys flash.
Millpool just googled. Games that Millpool can suggest.
Okay. I got one.
Okay.
Do I just say it, or how does this work?
Yeah, say it, and then... And then, say it, and then you go, and then Nasty, and then me, and then Wally.
Okay, sweet. Fast and Furious Showdown.
What?
Okay. All right. Fast and Furious Showdown.
Awesome. Games we haven't even heard of.
It's a racing game.
Thanks for
gross. No, I thought it was a platformer, bubble shooter.
What? No, it's not.
It was like American Gladiators. We were watching
Giant Bomb like 7 hours about at the con.
What? I was watching a video of it.
Yeah, it just seemed like you were watching. I kept on watching more and more videos about it. I'm like, God, just buy it already.
I watched one video.
You watched it like for 4 hours.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Yes.
And then you put it on your iPad and brought it into the shower with you. No one wanted to say anything. Just
review this bitch.
What's it called again?
This is quality podcasting right here, guys.
I had to ask because everybody was lost after that.
It's called The Fast and Furious : Showdown.
Okay.
Colon Showdown?
Colon Showdown.
Who's starting?
Millpool, and then you, and then me, and then Wally.
Okay. The.
Fast.
And?
The.
Furious.
But.
Car.
What was that? All I heard was car.
This car.
Good stuff.
The Fast and Furious butt car.
Gas.
Will.
B.
So.
Smelly.
Period.
Period.
Fast and Furious butt car gas will be smelly.
Okay. Is that good or...
Millpool, you did an awesome job.
Good job, Millpool.
Pat on the back. If I was sitting next to you, I'd pat you on the back right now.
Okay, I got a game.
All right, Wally.
The Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
Well, then you start.
Adventure.
Who's after Wally?
Millpool.
Will.
B.
Forgotten.
Period. When.
We
have
fun
killing
Us.
With?
Swords. Whose turn is it?
Yours.
Swords. How did we get through this last time?
We were all together and we could look at each other. So
no, the time before that.
We're hammered. I don't know.
We were great.
I think there were only three of us. I'm losing track set too easy.
Were we sans Millpool that time?
We go in the usual order. It goes you, Wally, Millpool,
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know. God.
It's ruined now. I'm going back to my trailer. One more game, and let's just put a bullet in this thing.
Yeah,
let's do Marvel Heroes.
All right.
Okay. Start it. Bastard.
Marvel
has
made
a
game
about
their
heroes,
which
has
massive
amounts
of
tits.
Period.
Continue.
Batman
shoots
Wolverine
in
a
tunnel,
but
he
won't
give
up
calling
all
of
his
friends
because
they
all
are
his
bitches
and
they
are
full
of
semen.
But
not
Wonder.
Period.
Not Wonder?
I think I said Wonder Woman.
Well, that's two words.
Oh, Wonder Woman, then period Millpool. There you go.
Oh, okay.
That
was a struggle.
Wait, let's try one more, but this time we do two words each.
Okay.
All right. How about we do Jedi Knight?
Okay.
Jedi Outcast.
You got it.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does.
Because we're going to change our
reviews. It does matter.
Much. We're going to change our reviews so much. You have two words.
Rebel Alliance.
Yeah, remember? Two
words.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, God.
You set the rules.
All right. The Force
is with
you all.
May it
be in
Kyle Katarn,
but not
within your
friends who
do things
very well
with their
hands. I
have a
Star Wars
penis shaped
poster in
my room.
I like
to lick
men's big
Star Wars
popsicles and
fingers shaped
like penises.
Saber wielding
is very
difficult when
holding a
giant dong.
But you
might try
holding a
giant dildo.
But don't
put it
between your
thick thighs.
Period. Sometimes
I like
to take
pictures of
giant dogs
while aboard
a small
shuttlecraft
in space.
That's it.
I'm ending that.
That one was much better. That was much better than our other three.
Yeah.
It's better with two words.
Yeah. I feel like we also incorporated dicks in there, so of course it's gonna be better.
Yeah. Well,
Guido disapproves.
No, that's fine.
No, you don't like it. What's wrong?
Yeah, it wasn't like one of the best.
Yeah.
We'll have to come up with another game.
I didn't like it because I wasn't the star of it.
It needs to be more about me.
Okay.
The truth comes out.
Next time, Guido,
to ask our friends to give us more games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, Guido, you can say three words, and everyone else will say two.
Perfect.
You'll be the belle of the ball. And I guess it's episode 10, everyone.
It is. Yeah. Let me do the plugs.
Do the plugs.
All right. You guys can follow us on Twitter at JustOKGamers. Hit us up on Facebook, also at JustOKGamers. You can send us an email at JustOKGamers@gmail.com. We have a Google Plus, JustOKGamers. We got our first follower today, actually. Also, we now have a – can I say this, Guido?
What?
Subreddit?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have access to it yet.
Okay, we're working on a subreddit that one of our awesome listeners set up for us. It's /r/JustOKGamers.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. I'd like to give a shout out to Chris for setting that up for us, aka Krutz. Thanks for setting that up. And I believe that's it.
Cool. Oh, and next week, the oldest gamer on the scene is going to be with us.
Sweet.
We'll have to make more time for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll set him up early.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for listening.
Such a somber conclusion.
It was.
Well, what do you want us to do? We can't dance out every week.
Can we sing them out at least, maybe?
Yeah, you can't dance out like last week.
let's sing it out. Come on, do the old theme song together, all of us. All
right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Just okay.
Gamers.
Fuck her.